the Yankees, the slow diggers, we don't dare call that now, that come down here. Now, they're the ones I make you think that we have lots of, we have funny ways of talking, you know, and I can see funny things that I wish I could think of some of it, yeah. But I get around someone, they say, now you just talk, we like to hear you talk. And I said, why? Well, that are you doing things that they don't choose. But I wouldn't think that all through the South, like in Louisiana and Mississippi, that there'd be that much difference.
Well, I don't think there is. I was just curious to see what you said. But it is windy here. There's not any wind where I live. There's very little wind. So what do you say when the wind starts to blow?
Well, you know what, it's windy? We have wind, like I think most people do, most part, is March. Starts in the end of February and March. Then when April comes in, the April flowers, you know, and then we have, I have an air conditioner in my bedroom. I don't use it at night. I open that big window, and I open the other window there. And if it's a little bit too warm, I have a floor fan, very silent. But, oh, that gentle gulf breeze comes in. This is like taking opium. I can just go off to sleep. And our nights are delightful. Now, over in East Texas, where my husband came from, I mean, you can't breathe at night in those piney woods. It's hot, and they used to have these old-fashioned, did you ever see those big fans that they had?
Overhead fans?
Yeah, big wooden, you know. No, that's all right. I thought I had a glass of water, but ceiling fans, you know, that's for air conditioning came in. And they still have it in the old home.
Where was your husband from?
Henderson, Rusk County, R-U-S-K, not too far from the Louisiana line. You go up through Nacogdoches, Tyler's a little over this way.
I know where Tyler is.
Well, it's in that. You go to, what other big town is he over there? Well, it isn't a big town. I mean,
I think I know where Henderson is.
Huh?
I think I know where that is. He died 18 years ago?
He died 18 years ago, last November.
How
he died in 59. Well, you know, he was 70. He was just a little over 2 years older than I was.
Had his family been from Henderson for a long time, or did they?
Oh, they were born there. I think his mother, now I can't remember, they came from Alabama, and some of the Griffins from Georgia. And, but I think she was born in Henderson. But her mother was born, and I have a book with a list of slaves. They paid as much as $1,000 and $1,500 a slave. And they came from over to Texas, see. But I think she was a little girl when she came to Texas, and I think she was born over there. And my husband was about 70 when he passed away. I mean, as near as I can, 70, 71, something like that. And, but it's pretty country. They have beautiful magnolia trees, you know, and all. You see, we don't have anything like that down here. Because they grow things that we don't have, and we grow things that they can't grow. Because they have the winters are cold in Henderson. They have ice, and sometimes a little snow, and I mean about the same climate that you all have in Alabama. See, it's over in that line. See, it's way away from us.
Oh, right.
See, we're way down here, the tippy end of nowhere. See, we're down here in that peak. You know, you have a map of Texas, don't you? Well, you just wiggle-waggle, you go to Houston, and you wiggle-waggle, and you go on up into East Texas.